always, as usual, you can follow me with the sermon handout here.
你可以在中间的插页里面看见我今天要讲到的大纲。
I hope it's helpful. It has English and Chinese, but you can follow along and whatever you like.
里面中英文都有，大家可以应该没有问题。
Thank you for the translators. I can speak a little Chinese, but the translators are very good.
谢谢今天有人跟我翻译我的中文。我可以讲中文，但是不太好。
I work at the University of Buffalo with international students, and we've been very busy the last month.
我的工作是在大学里面跟国际学生一起工作，跟他们传福音。过去几个星期，很忙，因为有新生来了。
We had 120 students come to our first meeting. We took 80 students to Niagara Falls on last Friday night. So it's been very good so far. Met many students.
这两星期有120个学生参加我们的聚会，然后我们还带着80个学生去参观了尼亚加拉大瀑布，然后真的是特别的忙。
Please continue to pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
Pray for the students at UB from around the world.And pray for especially the students from China. Still many, many students from China there. Pray for these students.
请为我们一起为这些国际学生祷告，特别是为中国的学生。我们今年有很多从中国大陆来的学生。
Today we'll be continuing the book of 1 Peter.
我们今天要接着讲彼得前书。
So every time I've come to teach the Bible and preach the Bible, I've been working through 1 Peter section by section.
我在贵教会讲这个彼得前书已经有很长一段时间了，我是系统性的讲这个彼得前书。
I've really enjoyed going through this book, and I pray that it's been helpful for you.
我真的是很喜欢这个书里面的信息，我也希望大家能够从中得益。
Today, as we come to this passage, actually, I'll go back.I wanted to tell a story. Tell a story.
我现在首先想跟大家讲一个故事。
Many of you know I lived in China for 11 years.
大部分人都知道我在中国住了11年。
I lived in Suzhou, China, a very beautiful place.
我在美丽的城市苏州住了11年。
And we always loved to go to Zhejiang province and to visit Hangzhou.
但我们也很喜欢去到邻近的浙江省去杭州游玩。
So, Suzhou, Hangzhou, heaven on earth.
苏州和杭州，他们就差一个字。
上有天堂，
就是
下有苏杭，对不对？ Really beautiful, actually very beautiful places, very beautiful.
真的是很美的地方。
And so, when I was growing up, my father ran marathons. My father was a runner, a very good runner.
我的父亲实际上是一个是会喜欢跑马拉松，他是一个很好的。
My father was such a good runner that he qualified and ran the Boston Marathon.
Where?
The Boston Marathon. You have to qualify and then he ran the Boston Marathon.
我的父亲是真的是一个很棒的马拉松运动员，他甚至参加了就是qualify 了，就是够资格被选上去参加波士顿马拉松赛。
So when I was little, I would just watch him run. I was like, wow.
在我是个小孩的时候，我就看着爸爸在那不停地跑。
So when I got older, I thought, I want to be a runner too. I want to be a runner.
我长大以后，我也想成为一个跑步者。
I am not fast like my dad.
可是我跑的没有我爸爸那么快。
I'm very slow.
我跑得很慢。
A little too big. A little too big.
我块头有点大。
But when I was in China, I signed up to run the Hangzhou International Marathon.
但我在中国的时候，也报名参加杭州马拉松赛。
I had already run the Suzhou half marathon, and I was like, I want to run the Hangzhou full marathon.
在苏州的时候，我曾经跑过一个半程马拉松，所以现在我想到杭州去跑一个全程的马拉松。
So this was in 2012.
这是在2012年。
And they say that the Hangzhou Marathon is the most beautiful marathon course in the world.
他们有这样的传言说，那个杭州马拉松的这个奔跑的路程，这个路上所看到的是这个路程的景观是世界上最棒的马拉松。
You run by West Lake.
You 你从西湖边跑过。
And then you go into the hills where they grow tea.
你到那个西湖边上的山上的茶园中间跑过。
You can see just from the roads the beautiful trees they have there by West Lake.
路上的行道树也非常的美。
It was an amazing experience.
这真的是令人难忘的一个经历。
But if you know anything about running a marathon,
如果你知道关于跑马拉松的一些事情。
When you train for a marathon, it takes about 4 to 5 months of training.
你要真的想去跑马拉松的话，你需要首先经过一个4-5个月的一个训练的过程。
A marathon is 42 kilometers.
马拉松全程有42公里。
And really, when you train for a marathon, what you're training for are the last 10 kilometers.
马拉松虽然有42公里，但是当你为跑马拉松进行训练的时候，你真正训练的目的就是为了怎么跑到那最后的10公里。
They say the marathon really begins at 32 kilometers. That's when it starts.
有这么一个说法，就是马拉松真正的开始的地方是在32公里。
And then from 32 kilometers to 42 kilometers, you suffer.
从32跑32公里到最后终点42公里的这最后10公里，你真的是在受很大的苦。
You know, we have medical doctors here and scientists here, and they could probably explain what's going on in the body.
我们这里有很多的科学家和医生，他们可能可以解释这个最后十公里你的身体会发生什么样的事情。
Basically, the body's it's just hard to go past 32 kilometers.
对人的身体来说，真的就是要跑过32公里，真的是一个很困难的事情。
So as you train for a marathon, you're really training from 32 to 42 kilometers. That's your goal.
所以你为马拉松进行训练的时候，这个最终的目标就是怎么跑最后的那十公里。
You're really basically training with the end in mind. You want to prepare for the end of that race.
所以你跑马训练马拉松的目标就是怎么能够达到最后的终点，那最后的十公里。
Well, as we come to 1 Peter today, that's what Peter is going to be talking about, the end of the race.
我们今天所要看的彼得前书在这几个经节中，彼得所说的就是说我们如何能够看到达到最后的终点。
You know, Peter says here, the end of all things is near.
这里说万物的结局近了。
And so I think also in the Christian life, we need to think about the end.
在我们的基督徒生活中，我想我们也要常常思考这个最终的结局。
And in talking about the end, we're talking about the return of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, the return of Jesus to the world.
我们所说的这个结局，就是说，就是指的是耶稣再来的时候，第二次来到地球。
He will come to judge the world.
他来到的时候，他会审判全地。
And he will come to make.All things new. He'll create a new heaven and a new earth.
他来的时候会让万物更新，会创造一个新天新地。
So sometimes I think as Christians, when we hear this, we're like, we get confused. That's confusing.
有的时候一些基督徒听到这个信息的时候，会觉得有点迷惑。
Or we get scared.
或者我们会感到有点害怕。
But God doesn't want us to be scared or confused.
但是神的意思不是让我们迷惑或者惧怕。
God wants us to be ready. He wants us to anticipate the end.
神的意思是让我们准备好自己，然后热切的盼望这个最终的结局到来。
And I think when we anticipate the end, it'll help us to grow in godliness. It'll help us to grow as Christians.
当我们时常的想到这个万物的结局的时候，耶稣再来的时候，我们就会。更好的准备自己过一个基督徒的生活。
And so that's really what I think the main idea of this passage is this. Living with the end in mind is essential for living a life that glorifies God.
所以我觉得这几段经节的一个最主要的中心意思就是说牢记结局对于过荣耀上帝的生活至关重要。
And so again, some context to the book of 1 Peter.
我们这里介绍一下彼得前书的背景。
These are a group of Gentile Christians that have been scattered throughout Asia.
他们写作的对象是一群非犹太人的信徒，他们在中亚小亚细亚那块地方分散在各国。
They're being persecuted for their faith. They're a minority and they're being persecuted.
他们在所住的人口中是少数，然后经常被迫害。
They've come to faith by trusting in what Jesus had done for them on the cross, by placing their faith in Him for dying for their sins on the cross.
他们相信主耶稣，也相信主耶稣在十字架上为他们的救恩。
And they've become born again, new people now living for Jesus.
他们经历了重生，然后现在只为耶稣而活。
And so, as we come to this passage today, my prayer for us is that we would faithfully anticipate the return of Jesus and that it would produce godliness in your life.
所以我们今天讲这段经节的时候，我为大家祷告，希望大家可以忠实地期待耶稣的再来，并在你的生活中产生敬虔。
That it would draw you closer to God and closer to one another.
它会让你更加接近上帝，而且更加接近亲近基督，在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Let me pray. Father, I just pray that you would bless us as we go through your word here. May you be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As we come to this passage, we're going to learn four truths that help us live Christian lives as we anticipate the return of Jesus.
在今天这段经文中，我们会学到四个信息，就是在想着耶稣再来的时候，我们怎么可以准备自己。
And the first truth is found in verse 7, and it says, Friends, seek personal holiness in light of Christ's return.
第一个信息在这个第七节说，意思是因着基督的再来，寻求个人的圣洁。
Yeah, 个人的圣洁。Yeah, what does it say in verse 7?
第七节里面说了什么呢？
Again, the end of all things is at hand.
万物的结局近了。
What does this mean?
这是说了什么呢？
I think here Peter is talking about the great story of the Bible.
这里彼得在彼得心里想的是这个整个圣经里面这个故事的终了。
What is the story of the Bible?
圣经的故事讲的是什么呢？
I think it's four words.
是四个词。
The first word is creation.
创造。
God in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, we see God creating the world.
在创世纪一章二章里面，我们可以看到，神创造了整个世界。
Genesis 1:1 it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
在创世纪一章一节说，起初神创造天地。
I heard one pastor say, "If you don't believe Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you won't believe the rest of the book."
所以有一种说法就是说，如果你不相信创世纪一章一节讲的上帝创造世界的话，你就无法相信整个圣经的故事。
So first is creation.
所以第一条是故事的第一是在创造。
The second is fall.
故事的第二个情节就是堕落。
Is it Genesis chapter 3? It doesn't take long before we see human beings sinning against God.
所以就在创世纪的第三章里面，我们就可以看到人堕落了，用不了很久，人就堕落了。
And that fellowship with their creator, Adam and Eve, is broken.
人和上帝的美好关系就被废止了。
And then from Genesis 3,
从创世纪第三章
to the rest of the Bible,
和后面
We then hear the third word is redemption.
这些讲的都是这个第三个情节，就是拯救、救赎。
God looking to solve this problem of sin and to redeem us back to Himself.
神想解决人的罪在人里面的问题，所以就想创造一个拯救的计划。
We see him calling Abraham, forming the nation of Israel, and then ultimately the coming of Jesus Christ to die for us.
起初神呼召亚伯拉罕，直到最后，基督耶稣来到世间，给人拯救。
And so, as we see this passage in 1 Peter, they know creation, fall, redemption. This is after the death of Jesus, his resurrection and his return. And now it's kind of the coming end of the last stage, the fourth one. It's a glorification.
所以在彼得前书里面写的是这个时候，大家都已经知道，这个圣经的故事已经经历了创造、堕落和救赎这三个阶段。然后这个时候大家都热切的盼望这个第四个情节就是最后的荣耀。
So in light of God's big story, we're waiting the last part of glorification, the return, the end, the return of Jesus.
所以现在在神的过程中，大家都在热切的盼望这个最后，主耶稣基督的再来，也是最后的荣耀。
And he says here, the end of all things, therefore.
所以这里用了一个很重要的词，就是所以。
所以 therefore. And so whenever you see the word therefore, we say in English, you need to ask why it's there for. Why is it there? So what? You know.
所以我们在英语中一旦看到所以这个词的时候，我们就要问一下这个词为什么会在那个地方。
Yeah. And then he says,Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Peter is calling these people to live personally holy lives, holy lives.
彼得在这个地方就呼召大家要要谨守，过一个圣洁的生活。
This is in direct contrast to.The passage right before it, verse 3, chapter 4, verse 3, where it says that the Gentiles want to do living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. He's saying, don't live like that, out of control.
所以在这里，彼得呼召大家做的事情跟前面第三节里面所讲的人的行为是完全相反的。那里说到人行邪淫、恶欲。醉酒、荒宴、群饮并拜偶像的事，彼得在这里跟大家说你们不要过那样的生活，而要过一个自律的生活。
Yeah, be self-controlled.
过要自律自守。
Yeah. Jesus is coming again. Be self-controlled.
因为基督耶稣要再来，所以你们一定要自律。
What's the fruit of the Spirit?
圣灵的果子是怎么样的呢？
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信守、节制。
Right. So God is calling these people. The end is near. Live in a self-controlled way.
所以大家在基督耶稣要来的时候，一定要过一个自律的生活。
You see that in the world around us today, people out of control.
如果你放眼看我们周围的世界，我们可以看到世人是并不自律自守的。
Maybe if we're honest, at times we feel out of control.
如果我们真的扪心自问的话，我们也会发现自己有时候也会不会自守。
But God in His mercy has given us His Spirit, and now we can live with self-control.
那感谢神给我们。给我们了他的圣灵，所以我们可以自律自守。
He continues here and says, "Sober-minded for the sake of prayers."
所以我们要警醒祷告。这里讲到
sober-minded.
所以我们要警醒。
Thoughtful.
周全的考虑。
Watching around us for the needs of others.
我们要看我们的周围谁有需要。
We're not distracted.
我们不会被
distracted. Yeah.
不会被分心。
Yeah. It's like we're wide awake.
我们完全的警醒。
Yeah. May our minds be filled with the Word of God.
希望我们身上充满圣言。
And then may we pray, be prayerful people.
让我们常常的祷告。
So, an application question is this: How can you grow in self-control this week?
所以我们的应用问题是：本周你如何提高自控力或者自律
？Or how can you grow in prayer this week?
你这个星期如何能够做更好的祷告？
Yeah. And so I just want to encourage you in this. I share a story back to the marathon.
所以现在我接着来跟大家讲这个杭州马拉松的故事。
This is from the 2019 Hangzhou Marathon.
这是2019年的杭州马拉松的图像。
One of the things that people will tell you is that when you run a marathon, you actually have to be careful how you start the race.
所以很多人会告诉你，如果你跑马拉松的话，你一定要小心你跑步在开始跑步刚开始的时候你怎么跑。
One of the mistakes that you can make at the beginning is to start too fast.
一个常犯的错误就是说在马拉松刚开始跑的时候你跑得太快了。
So maybe this guy here in the front.
可能这个跑在第一位的这个人就是跑得太快了。
He's faster than all the African guys. You better slow down.
他比这些很多黑人运动员都跑得快，所以可能他得现在马上放慢脚步了。
But actually, you need self-control.
你真的是需要自律。
You're excited.
你刚开始跑的时候很热情。
You got all these people around you running together.
所以你因为你看着周围这么多人跟你一起跑。
You have adrenaline in your body.
你就很兴奋。
And the temptation is just to go fast.
一个很大的诱惑就是说你现在要往前冲。
But if you go too fast, too early, you will die at kilometer 32.
但是如果你真的是像那样奋力的跑的话，一开始你可能到32公里处的时候，你可能就要死掉了。
Yeah. Self-control.
所以自律是非常重要的。
May God help us to grow in self-control.
真的是希望神赐福我们，让我们可以更加的学会自律。
May we grow as people of prayer.
让我们可以更多的祷告。
Well, as the passage continues, we learn a second truth that help us to live Christ-like lives as we anticipate Christ's return.
下面我们要学到我们的第二条，从这个信息里面的。
And this is found in verse 8.
这是在第七节，第八节。
Yeah, 第八节。Friends, sincerely love others in light of Christ's return.
因着耶稣的再来而彼此真诚相爱。
What does it say here in verse 8?
第八节说了什么呢？
Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Yeah, above all.
最要紧的。
If there's one word to describe Christianity, what would it be?
如果你只用一个字来表达基督教的精神，那是什么呢？
Probably love.
可能就要用爱这个字。
Love is central to the Christian faith.
爱是基督教信仰的核心。
And so Peter here is saying, above all,
彼得在这里说最要紧的这一件事就是
love others around you.
彼此相爱。
And what does he say? He says, keep loving one another.
他说的是要持续不断的互相切实相爱。
So they've already been loving one another.
他们已经是互相彼此相爱了。
He's like, keep loving one another.
彼得在这里说你要坚持继续往后彼此相爱。
So friends, in this church, I see love. I see love here.
朋友们，我在这个我们的教会里面，我可以看到到处都有很多的爱。
It's a 家庭, right? 大家庭。
是一个大家庭,
yeah.
教会。
So keep loving one another.
所以我们要继续互相彼此相爱。
Yeah. We need to keep loving and taking care of one another. We need love.
我们真的是需要爱，我们需要继续不持续不断的互相彼此爱护。
I know in Chinese culture that you don't say that. You can't say I love you. I know.
可能在中国的文化里面，我们不常说我爱你，我爱你。
Well, you can say it, but you don't have to say it.
你可以说，但是你并不一定要说在嘴上。
The students are we.Sometimes we'll tell our students to tell their mom and dad they love them, and then the mom and dad are like, "Are you in trouble? What's wrong?"
有的时候我们会叫跟我们的小孩说，你们要多 小孩子们说你要多去跟你的父母说我爱你我爱你，但是当他们真的这样说的时候，嗯，他们的父母会觉得很奇怪，说你们是不是闯了什么祸。嗯，
I've learned from my Chinese friends that you show love by caring for another person, cooking food for another person, giving money to people, you know. That's good love.
我从中国的文化中学到很多中国人爱互相相爱的方法，就是互相照顾，然后跟对方做食物，然后互相照顾，这样是表他们表达爱的方法。
The Greek word for love here is agape.
这个希腊文里面关于这个爱的这个词是 agape。
Agape is the Greek word for unconditional love.
Agape 这个词在希腊文中的意思就是说无条件的爱。
Friend, may our love not be conditional, may it be unconditional.
大家，我希望我们的爱都是没有条件的，是无条件的爱。
God loves us.
神先爱我们。
So now we love others.
所以我们现在彼此相爱。
God forgave us, so now we forgive others.
神先饶恕我们，所以我们也要饶恕他人。
God extended mercy to us, so now we extend mercy to others.
神先怜悯我们，所以我们也要怜悯他人。
This is a supernatural love.
这个agape 讲的是从神那里来的一种超自然的爱。
And may we keep loving one another. And then it says, since love covers a multitude of sins.
这里又接着说到爱能遮掩许多的罪。
I think as Peter's writing this, he's thinking about the book of Proverbs.
所以我们大家都同意，在彼得写这一段的时候，他心里想的是箴言里面这里说的这一段话。
Where it says, hatred stirs up strife. But love covers all offenses.
这里说恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
Now, does that mean we let people sin and do whatever they want?
这里是不是讲我们让人有罪而不管他们，对，让他们任意所行？
No, I think true love is telling people they're wrong with love. We have to tell people they're wrong.
不是这样，我认为真正的爱，我们当看见别人做错的时候，要明白的告诉他们。
But when you really love someone, you let sometimes things go.
但是当你真的爱一个人的时候，有的时候一些小过犯你会忽略不计。
I see this in my marriage. I see this in my relationship with my children. We love one another, so we let things, you know, it covers up those sins, you know.
所以这里说爱能遮掩一切过错的意思，就是说有的时候在生活中，特别是在我自己的经历中，我和妻子的关系，我和我孩子的关系，有时候一些小的过犯，我如果你真的爱他们，你就会让这个小的过犯过去。
This is back in 2012, when I finished running the marathon, Hangzhou Marathon.
这是在2012年我在杭州跑完这个杭州马拉松以后。
My kids were much smaller there.
我的孩子那个时候都是小不点。
And these are some of our Chinese Christian friends.
这是我的一些在中国的基督徒的朋友。
And they came and cheered me on.
他们都到杭州马拉松来为我加油。
And they said, 加油加油。
他们跟我对一路喊的加油加油。
And also when I was running, surrounded by many of the Chinese runners, they would say, 加油加油 we would encourage one another.
而且在我在跑马拉松的过程中，我周围的中国朋友也选手也经常大家会互相鼓励说加油加油。
You know, I could see the love of these people encourage me to continue.In the race.
所以我在跑步的过程中，我可以感觉到我周围的人都在给我很多的爱，让我鼓励我能够跑完这个旅行程。
Well, friends, in the same way, as we anticipate the return of Jesus, we need to use love. We need to love one another.
这同样的道理，在我们一起期盼基督耶稣再来的时候，我们要用爱互相鼓励。
Never stop loving.
永远不要停止彼此相爱。
In many ways, as Peter writes this to these people, he says, Love is the only way you will survive.
从一种程度来讲，在彼得给这些信徒们说写信的时候，他告诉他们，爱是你们唯一可以生存的一个必要的条件。
You know, a lot of Americans, they don't want to come to church anymore. Maybe they'll just watch church online.
有很多美国人，他们现在参加教会的方法不是到教会里面实体来，而是在家里看网上的教会的活动。
The problem is, we're called to live the Christian life with others.
但是这个模式的一个最大的问题就是，神呼召我们要一起来过这样一个信徒的生活。
We need love, and we need to love others.
我们需要爱，我们也需要彼此相爱。
And so the application question is this: How can you show love to others this week?
所以应用问题是，本周你如何向别人表达你的爱？
In your homes, in this church, people around you, how can you show love to them?
在你的家里，在教堂里面，你怎么向他人表达你的爱？
So friends, sincerely love others.
所以真的是要真切恳切的或彼此相爱。
Yeah. Well, as the passage moves on, we learn our third truth.
下面我们又会学到第三条真理。
And this third truth is found in verse 9.
在第九节里面我们可以看到这条真理。
And it's this, friends, show hospitality.
就是因着
in light of Christ's return.
因着基督耶稣的再来而热情友善。
What does this say here in verse 9?
第九节里面说了什么呢？
Show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Hospitality is so important.
一个热情的款待是很重要的。
At the time that this was written in the Roman Empire, that time hospitality was very important.
在当写这本书的罗马帝国的那个时候，热情互相款待是非常重要的。
But I even think now in 2023, in our modern world, hospitality is also very important.
但是到了现在2023年，我认为互相热情的互相款待也是非常重要的。
And what does it say here? Do it without grumbling.
而且很重要的是要互相款待的时候还要不发怨言。
I lived in China for 11 years.
我在中国生活了11年。
I think I ate hundreds of meals with my Chinese friends.
我可能在这十一年中跟我的中国朋友一起吃了几百顿的饭。
Hospitality is very important in Chinese culture.
热情款待客人是在中国文化中很重要的一条。
And I think eating meals with my Chinese friends were my greatest memories of China.
我在中国最美好的回忆就是我跟中国朋友一起用餐的这个过程。
Especially with my Chinese brothers and sisters in Christ.
特别是跟我在中国的基督里的弟兄姐妹一起用餐。
Better than the Great Wall.
这个经历比去长城更好。
Better than 周正元。
比在去参观苏州的拙政园更好。
And better than Bing Ma Yong.
比参观兵马俑也好，也好。
It was eating meals.
是最好的经历就是一起吃饭。
In their homes.
在他们家里吃饭。
With my Chinese friends.
跟我的中国朋友一起。
Powerful. It was powerful.
真的是很触动人心。
I'll never forget it.
我也毕生难忘。
And never once did my Chinese friends grumble.
我不想我去他们家的时候我不想要中国朋友会发怨言。
Maybe they did after I left, I don't know.
可能我走了以后他们会发怨言，但是我在的时候从没见过。
But friends, may we be hospitable with one another.
让我们真的是要愿意互相款待。
This is a situation between Chinese culture and biblical culture. They're very close.
在这一点上，这个中国的文化和这个圣经的文化是非常的接近的。
Yeah, but be hospitable. It's very powerful with one another.
我们要互相款待，这一点是非常重要的。
When we think about the gospel, we realize that the gospel reconciles us to God. Now we have a relationship with God.
如果我们仔细思想这个圣经的信息的时候，圣经就是这信息就是让我们恢复与神的关系。
But it also reconciles us to one another.
而且不仅仅这样，它还让我们互相之间也恢复有更好的关系。
In the early church, the Jews and the Greeks before Jesus would never eat together. They hated one another.
在教会早期，之前，这个犹太人和希腊人，他们永远不会坐在一起用餐。
The Greeks eat pork. The Jews can't eat pork.
希腊人吃猪肉没有问题，但是犹太人是禁止吃猪肉的。
But now, because of Jesus, they're able to eat together.
但是现在因着主耶稣，他们可以坐在一起用餐。
So friends, may we be hospitable with one another.
所以大家，我们真的是要热情的互相款待。
So the application is here: Who's someone I need to sit down with and eat with in the next month?
所以这个今天的应用问题是：下个月我要和谁一起坐下来吃饭呢？
I know you can cook good food. I know.
我知道中国人可以做很好吃的东西。
Yeah, eat together, spend time together, be hospitable.
大家可以互相款待，一起坐下来吃饭，一起共度时光。
And I think even when we want to connect with people that are not Christians, this also can be very powerful.
而且不光是在兄弟姐妹之间，当我们和非基督徒跟他们交流的时候，一起坐下来吃饭也是一个很好的方法。
There's a story of a famous professor at Syracuse University.
有这样一个故事，是在Syracuse 大学的一个比较著名的教授。
She was an atheist.
她是一个无神论者。
She's a lesbian.
而且她还是一个同性恋者。
But a Christian family in her neighborhood welcomed her into their home for meals.
但是在他自己的邻居有一家基督徒，有一天让他到他们的家里去，跟他们一起吃饭。
Her name is Rosaria Butterfield.
她的名字叫Rosaria Butterfield.
Yeah. And the hospitality changed her, and she became a Christian.
这个基督徒家庭的热情好客改变了她最终成为一个基督徒。
She left her lesbian lifestyle.
她离开了，她不再是一个当一个同性恋者。
She married a pastor.
她跟一个牧师结婚了。
And now she writes Christian books.
而且现在她写了很多关于圣经的书，基督教的书。
And she says the reason why is because of hospitality.
她自己总结，她之所以一个很重要，她成为基督徒的原因，就是因为她在基督徒家庭受到的热情款待。
Oh, friends, may people know us as hospitable people, as generous people.
希望大家都能一些还没信神的人都以一个热情喜欢热情款待人的人来看待我们基督徒。
So today, as we've learned here, in light of Christ's return, number one, seek personal holiness.
所以在这里，我们在思想基督耶稣再来的时候，第一点我们是要洁净自己。
Number two, sincerely love others.
第二，我们要热情的互相爱，彼此相爱。
Number three, show hospitality.
第三是要互相款待。
As we continue on, we learn a fourth truth, and the fourth truth is this. Friends, serve your church in light of Christ's return.
经节接着往下，我们要学到第四个真理，这个就是因着基督耶稣的再来，服侍你的教会。
What does it say here in verses 10 and 11?
十节和十一节这里说到。
It says, as each of you has received a gift, use it to serve one another.As good stewards of God's varied grace.
第十节说到，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
God has given each of us gifts.
神给每个人都有恩赐。
Some of you might say, I don't know what my gifts are.
有的人可能会说，我不知道我的恩赐是什么。
You can take a test. There's tests for that that tell you.
如果你真的想知道的话，你可以去做一个测试，真的是有测试来测试你得到了你有哪些恩赐。
But I think even better is just start serving. Start serving.
更其实更简单的方法就是你就开始服侍。
And you're going to find things that come easily and naturally to you.
当你服侍的时候，你就会发现有我做什么事情真的是有大有能力。
And I would say most likely that's where your gifts are. You can ask brothers and sisters to verify, but that's probably where your giftings are.
很快你就会发现你很有能力做的那些事情，可能就是神对你的恩赐。你也可以问你周围的弟兄姐妹是不是这样。
Friends, may we use our gifts. May we be good stewards of the gifts God has given us.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们真的是要用我们所得的恩赐来服侍，让我们成一个好管家。
It says here in verse 11, whoever speaks as one who speaks the oracles of God.
十一节里面说到，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。
Here this is talking about the ministry of the word or teaching the Bible in a church.
这里是讲的在传讲道的人。
It can be leading a small group. It can be preaching. It can be encouraging each other with a verse from the Bible throughout the week.
有很多的种形式讲道，你可以在讲台上，也可以带领这个Bible 这个查经，然后也可以甚至简单的互相鼓励用神的话。
And then he also says here, in verse 11, whoever serves.Is one who serves by the strength that God supplies.
接着讲到，若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍。
That could be visiting someone in the hospital. It could mean cleaning things. It could mean cooking food.
这可以很多事情都可以归到这里，比如说去医院照顾人，然后可以为他人做食物。
I go to a small church called Amherst Baptist Church.
我平时去的教会叫Amherst 浸信会。
Our church is smaller; it's not too big.
我们的教会比较小，不太大。
But there's some amazing people in the church that really serve to help clean the church and repair things in the church.
但我们教会里面个人都尽心服侍。特别是我们教会需要有一些修补啊，这些做清洁这样的事情，就会有多人去帮忙。
I am so thankful for these brothers and sisters in Christ. They're using their gifts to bless our church.
我真的是很感激这些弟兄姐妹，他们真的是用神那里来的恩赐来服侍教会。
We need pastors, we need missionaries, we need preachers, yes.
我们每个教会都需要传道的人讲道的人还有各样的人。
Yeah. But we also need people who will fix things,
我们也需要
clean things up.
我们也需要做清洁的人也需要会修理的人。
Organize things.
或者把事情都摆好的人。
That's not my gift. I have trouble organizing things. Like serving and fixing things, I have trouble. I have trouble.
在这些事情上，我并不是一个我都没有什么恩赐，我不太会修补东西，也不太会管理东西。
But we're all different, and we've all been given different gifts by God.
我们每个人都不一样，每个人都有从神那里来的不同的恩赐。
So the application question here is this: How can I serve my church with the gifts that I've been given this week?
所以本周，我如何用神的恩赐来从神那里来的恩赐来服侍我的教会？
Living life with the end in mind is essential to living a life that glorifies God.
因着耶稣再来。牢记结局对于荣耀上帝的生活至关重要。
Friends, may we seek personal holiness.
大家，让我们一起过荣耀神的圣洁生活。
May we sincerely love others.
让我们可以互相彼此相爱。
May we show hospitality.
让我们可以款待互相款待。
And may we serve our church.
让我们服侍我们的教会。
Well, friends, I was able to finish the marathon.
我们再回到马拉松的故事。我跑杭州马拉松的时候，我最终完成了这个比赛。
And they gave me this.
而且我得到了一块奖牌。
You can come see it later.
大家完了以后可以来看一下。
They gave me my medal.
这是我的奖牌。
Yeah. So we run the race so that we can finish the race, right?
我们参加这个比赛，的目的就是要完成这个比赛。
Well, the Bible says Jesus is coming back.
圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣会再来。
The Bible says also that we're running a race.
圣经又告诉我们，我们是在跑一个当跑的路。
And Paul here in 2 Timothy says this.
保罗在提摩太后书四章七到八节里面这样说到，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Friends, may we run the race.
让我们都来跑这个路。
May we finish the race.
让我们也愿我们都到达终点。
May we keep the faith.
让我们可以谨守这个道。
Because there's a reward waiting for us.
因为在终点有一个冠冕为我们。
Paul talks about this idea of a crown of righteousness.
保罗在这里说到，在我们最后奔跑的最后，有一个公义的冠冕要赐给我们。
And that is a great reward.
那真的是一个美好的奖赏。
And maybe even greater than that is that we will be with our God.
比那个奖赏更美的一件事情就是说我们可以真的与神同在。
We know that as we follow Jesus, we await his return.
我们在跟随主耶稣的时候，我们真的是要切切的盼望他的再来。
But we also know that he ran the race before us.
我们也知道主耶稣基督在我们前面已经跑完了这一段路。
He lived a life of holiness.
他一生圣洁。
He truly loved others.
他真的是爱着世间大众。
Jesus was hospitable. He was always eating with people.
主耶稣他也是很热情的跟大家在一起，经常跟众人一起用餐。
And Jesus served us.
他而且他也服侍众人。
And gave his life for us.
最终为世人舍命。
So that now in him, we can become his bride, his church.
所以在基督耶稣里，我们可以成为主耶稣的新娘，也就是这个我们的教会。
Friends, how are you running the race? How are you doing?
我想问问大家跑这个路程，跑的过程怎么样？
Maybe you have not entered the race yet.
可能你还没有进入这个比赛。
I would encourage you to believe in Jesus today and enter the race.
我想鼓励你能够相信主耶稣，然后开始跑这段路。
But if you're in the race,
如果你已经在这个奔跑中了，
I'd encourage you to keep running well.
我想鼓励你继续往前。
And come to Jesus today.
来到主耶稣面前。
Realize his holiness.
明白主耶稣的圣洁。
His love,
他的爱,
his hospitality,
他的热情,
and his great desire to serve,
而且他服侍世人的心,
and allow him to change you from within,
让主耶稣从里面来改变你。
Jesus already finished the race,
主耶稣已经跑完了这段路,
and now he calls us to run the race also.
他这里在呼召我们也一同来跑这段路。
May we follow him.
愿我们跟从他。
And may he give us strength, hope, and endurance.
也希望他能够给我们力量，希望和耐力。
This is a nice reward.
这是一个很好的奖赏，这块牌子。
But there's a greater reward for us as believers in Jesus.
对我们信奉主耶稣的人来说，有更好的奖赏。
And the great reward is God himself.
这最大的奖赏就是神他自己。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage.
天父呀，谢谢你这一段经文。
Lord, may you give us strength as we continue on in the Christian life.
主呀，愿你给我们力量，让我们能够继续这个基督徒的路程。
Help us to be holy.
帮助我们能够过圣洁。
Help us to be loving.
让我们能够互相相爱。
Help us to be hospitable.
让我们愿意互相款待。
Lord, and help us to serve our church.
主啊，让我们能够服侍我们的教会。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣。
Our salvation is not based on whether we finish the race or not. We know that you've already finished the race for us.
我们的救赎，我们知道并不决定于我们能不能够完成这段路程，因为你已经为我们完成了这段路程。
But Lord, may you give us strength as we follow you and run this race.
但主啊，请你真的是给我们力量，让我们也能够完成这段路程。
We know that you are our strength, our hope.And our endurance.
我们知道从你那里我们可以得到力量，期盼和忍耐力。
We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们爱主耶稣。
I thought we could continue now into a time of communion. Is that right?
现在我们要在守圣餐。
If you have your Bibles, we can turn to 1 Corinthians.
如果你有圣经，我们现在一起来看《哥林多前书》一章。
Is it 1 Corinthians 11?
十一
章。
哥林多前书十一。
1 Corinthians 11:23-26.
十一章23-26。
I was reading this passage and I realized there's a connection to what we are talking about today.
我这段经节实际上跟我们今天讲的这段经文有很重要的联系。
Maybe Ding, you can read 23-26.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后。也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，就表明主的死，只等到他来。”
Verse 26, it says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
第二十六节说到：“你们每逢吃这杯、吃这饼、喝这杯，就表明主的死，只等到他来，再来。”
So, part of the Christian life is two ordinances. We celebrate baptism and communion.
在基督徒的信仰中，我们有这两个仪式，一个就是洗礼，一个就是这个一起守圣餐。
And really, when we take in communion, it also helps us to finish the race. We anticipate we're going to do it until the Lord returns.
当我们每次守圣餐的时候，实际上都对我们有一个激励，就是说我们要继续这样，直到最后主耶稣再来。
Yeah, it helps us remember. Helps us remember, and we're going to do it until He comes again.
它可以帮助我们真的牢记这个最后的结局，可能直到他再来。
Maybe we can have the brothers come up and we can pass out the elements.